Tempted to go to, some people are tempted to go to their friends, they have neighbors who are selling a geshmaka chomot leil shishi, or they're selling a geshmaka fruit salad, platters, get biscuits. Some people sell challahs. They have someone on their block to sell biscuits, what else?
Cake,
platters, lots of things that you find that they sell, and you're quite tempted. And the question is, can you buy? And also, can you sell? Let's say you're thinking of selling quite a geshmaka thing, all you want to do is, in your mind, you'll just take things from good hechsherim. What's the issue? Is it okay or is it not? I mean, this is quite a gedig shayla. I want to try and detach myself from anything, any feelings. It's always so easy. Try and detach myself and just say over vashtit. Afterwards, we can say hergeshem afterwards. But lemaisa, it's kedai to see vashtit lemaisa. I'm going to say already that it's very likely that the maskona is a good maskona over here to say that if you know of the seller, as you know him, he's one of us, he davens, you see him around, you don't have to chase him up the whole time exactly what, if you daven, you know exactly how he's told us, but that our chashuv on shtek, if you see, you get the impression that he's one of us, he's davening and he puts the talis and tefillin on us, he davens three times a day, he washes his hands from tzilis v'dayim, you go to the chasna, you don't see him eating into a bagel without washing. He comes, he's acting as a kodas Torah. The ikar locha should be that it should be okay to buy from such people, and also you can be able to sell to a person who you know that knows you. I'm going to tell you the issue already, of the alocha is a big issue, I think, which Rimzan was already picking up on this, that if for the seller to sell to someone who the buyer doesn't know him, that means if you sell something out, and you have loads of people that come, a lot of people you know, fine, you can sell it to them. But if one of the buyers don't know the seller, they don't know you, then it isn't so possible to sell to them, he might not have a heter to buy it, maybe you can't sell to them. Let's go back, Ronka. Can you, let's just start straight out. Can you buy your next door neighbor sells geshmaka biscuits? And we know that shayla is involved in biscuits, you have to make sure you take challah sometimes, you have to make sure no eggs are left overnight, if it's negea, all different things that can come up, there's a big range of things that can come up. And the shayla is, can you just rely that everything's okay? You know, can just assume that everything's fine. So Shulchan Aruch actually speaks about this, and the Ramah says that you can't buy from someone who you're not makir to be a muchzor bekashrus. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says, muchzor bekashrus doesn't mean a yirei elokim merabim and a chosid the tzaddik, and a kol shemis naik al pidas yisrael maniach talis utfilin, and you daven three times a day. A very basic level, as Zoi states, that's called muchzor bekashrus. Again, no one's going around chasing other people. Maybe people are chasing people exactly to know exactly how to daven. Kipshuta, you get the impression is an amala. Zot the Aruch HaShulchan, that's called muchzor bekashrus. Zot the Ramah, if you don't know that it's muchzor bekashrus, also, liknes mimenu yayin v'sha'a devarim. So you have a Mufurish Ramah, you don't need to go look too far. Mufurish Ramah says you can't buy a food product from someone who you don't know is muchzor bekashrus. Shulchan Aruch is meikel. The Ramah's machmir, I think this is quite clear, halacha. Go on.
You look at the man, you look at the woman.
You mean the woman's not putting on talis?
The woman's in the kitchen.
We make an assumption that what the husband does rubs onto the mishpacha, and therefore we can assume, till told otherwise, that we can assume that this is noyeh kadas teiro seino. As we state in the Aruch HaShulchan, if you see that the mishpacha, you know, you're right. If you're saying that's
my wife,
kadas teiro seino. If you see that the noyeh kadas teiro seino, that is something most of the kashas. I think it's a double borrow. The Ramah says clearly that you can't buy from someone. I think it's actually a very important halacha to know. You go to a random place, you don't know who the seller is. He's got no heksha, and this is a Ramah. I don't think you don't need any introductions over here. If you don't know anything about them, then chayra, you got a bit of a problem over here. You go to a random place and they're selling pizza, no heksha, you don't know them. So if you don't know them, that's a Mufurish Ramah that you can't rely on it. It's a very interesting concept. People think you judge this, judge that. This is how the Ramah starts. So I think it's a clean heter. If you know them, you know a bit about them, that's okay. And if the seller knows that the buyer is, they know each other, then it's fine to sell to them. So there is this concept out there that in a case where you do know them, is it okay to buy from them? you would have thought the Ramah's mashma, that's okay. There is something called Takonos Ha'arotzes. Some of you might not be aware of it, some of you are aware of it. The times of Mashal. There's a Takona that some Chachomim got together, and they said, even if you know that the person, that the Meicher, the seller, is Muchzor B'Kashus, you know that he's a Torah Yid, right? Afilahochi, you can't buy from him unless he has a Ksav Heksha Me'ezerav Abbasin Shnazab Heksha. This is brought down in Darchei Tshuva. So Darchei Tshuva, one of the big players in the area there. And he brings down in Kufi Yotes Sikot Zayin. And he says that there's this Takona Soharotzi. So Takona, yes, Min Adin, you can buy from someone. Your neighbor, you know that he's keeping Torah. Right? So your neighbor shouldn't be a problem. Zok, the Takona Soharotzi is, nah, you still can't. Mishum Leplug, we say that there's no such thing. You can't buy from someone unless he has a Ksav Hechsha. So this should really cause a lot of problems, because now you want to buy a fruit platter or something, anything like that. I don't know what they sell out there. And meat platters, loads of things out there. And the Meister, Minadin, if you know the person, you should be able to buy. But if you don't know the person, then you can't. But if you know the person, you should be able to buy. The Takonos Ha'arotzes puts a blank out Issa that you have to make sure the person's got a Ksav Hechsha Me'ezer Rav Shnazav Hechsha.
What was that for, the Takonos Ha'arotzes?
Oh, very good, Shkoya, thank you. Oh, now here's the key question. Are we bound to the Takonos Ha'arotzes?
Yeah,
this is very debatable, maybe not. It's found in Dafri Tshuva and Kufi Yotessa, Zion, somewhere there, that they made the Takonah. Are we bound by it? Shulchan Aruch got all halachas, by the way, in Yerudea, Kufi Dalet, Reishi Dalet, to explain when Chachomim make a Chayram, how much you bound to it. The Pashas is only Bimkoimah. It doesn't affect us over here. And as Rishdim Aruch HaShulchan, they asked Reb Chaim Kineski, that there's in Galait, there's Avreichim in Eretz Yisrael, that their wives are trying to make some money. They're trying to make some money.
Okay.
And they make some cakes and they put it outside the kodol. People in the middle of the kodol, there's the smother in some places that I've been to, is Loya Uman. They go out for half an hour and they find a bit of cake, and I'm not so sure how healthy it is on a regular basis, but I'm sure they do on a one-off case. They go and buy some cake outside, a shekel, 5 shekel. And it's a very nice way of bringing in a bit of income. You'd be surprised, some people have been very much liach with it. And they want to do that. The question is, can they ask Reb Chaim, how do you deal with it? We know he's my chavrusa, right? I know him, he's muksa b'kashas. On the other hand, we know that there's a takonos ha'arotzes. Muga b'darchei tshuva, the ask Reb Chaim Kineski, we know that how do you deal with this takonos ha'arotzes? And Reb Chaim Kineski said, ha'minuk, the minig is, d'b'muksuk, that when he's muksa, when you know him, is koinim, you can buy. Basically, it's not clear that you're bound to the takonos ha'arotzes. The pashas or chashufan says, the minig is that if you don't know the person, he has to have a ksav heksha. It's much more that if you know the person, there's no chiyuv to make sure that he has to have a ksav heksha. The point we're trying to make is that even if we know there's a takonos ha'arotzes, yes, takonos ha'arotzes are brought down. Again, we're just dealing with dry halacha. The pashas is that's not binding on the b'chol and the koyimis b'chol as much. It's not like other things that you find. Chayim Rabbein Geshem, obviously Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Aleph in Eben Az. It's not like one of those things that you just across the board. Reb Chaim says that as well. There's been aiders from Reb Sarah Dablivsky and Reb Zil Oybach. Many achronim, I think it's the pashas from Aruch HaShulchan. If you know your neighbor is selling something, anything, he's selling anything, and you know him, there shouldn't be any issue with buying it from him, even if the person hasn't got a hechsher.
Well, what's
Takonos
Ha'arotzes?
Is
you don't know?
No, Takonos Ha'arotzes was Taka talking about you know.
Even if you know.
And a filahochi the Takonos was that you can't buy. Our shal is, are you bound by
it? You say it doesn't apply to everyone.
Maisa, it's not so clear, we're bound by it.
We need Ha'arotzes, no?
Ha'arotzes, Takonos Ha'arotzes, yeah. Yeah, there's the time, Marshall, a few of them. They got together in the middle of Takonos. You'll see it brought down everywhere, and you have a friend, everyone brings it down, he brings it down. It's brought everywhere. This Takonos Ha'arotzes, everyone's matan to it, Rosh Hashanah brings it a few places. And it's very, very mistaba that there's not mamish binding. So Obaz, if it's not mamish binding, the pashas is, there shouldn't be a major issue with selling and buying. That just interesting point. This is all very well, again, we mentioned, we alluded to it in the beginning of the shiur. Very nice if you know that your neighbor is a muksa b'kasher, so you can buy from him. But your neighbor who's selling, how can he sell? He can sell to you because you can buy from him. But if your other neighbor wants to buy from him, and he doesn't know, they don't know each other, Reuven doesn't know Shimon, then if Reuven can't buy from Shimon, right? If let's say you say, let's say you're selling chocolate on Friday night, yeah. And someone comes, you know him, you see him around, right? Say this, so he can buy from you, so you can sell to him. But if the next guy who comes, and he doesn't know the seller, then the buyer can't really buy chocolate. On what basis can the buyer buy?
The buyer knows the buyer.
Now we're not talking about that, he's so
much.
It needs to be something authentic. So therefore, either he's got a ksav from a rov, so same as multiple kashas. By the way, I do know a lot of people who get a ksav from their rov, and it says on the ksav, a petek, a little tuda, that I know this person and he's multiple kashas. And the rov doesn't even need to know all the ins and outs about what goes on in there, how he's doing it. There needs to be that message that ich v'na mochzeh b'kashas. And again, I'm talking about dry halacha. Again, it sounds like you'll have a lot of people which have got a lot of experience in kashas and say this is far. I'm just starting off with that. We'll come to that. So the dry halacha seems to be is that when you have a person, they know each other, there's no real reason why you can't go for it. Takana sarotzeh is not so clear. It's binding. Mefurash ramah, there's only issa, the whole issa is to buy from someone you don't know. If someone you know is fine. The problem which I find is that if you're the one selling, and the next in line
doesn't know
you. Well, you think he doesn't know you. He hasn't really. How does he? You have never met him. You have no idea. What gives the buyer the right to buy from you? Not really. He hasn't really got a good hetter, right? Strictly speaking, he hasn't really got a good hetter. I think it's a first loss is the problem. I don't think there's a good hetter.
The rumor is
that
it's
good.
What's this?
No,
yeah, no, the case of the kodol is that they know each other. Sorry, let's be clear. The case of the kodol, the Asr of Chaim, they know each other. They learned together already 5-6 years. Maveso, they've had many, many suddhas, Chanukah Masibas together. They know each other very
well. The
my case is when you're a seller and you're selling a fruit platter, you're selling a chocolate, and the person who calls, the person next in line, doesn't know you. You're not familiar. Now, what gives the buyer the right? I don't think there's a good hetter. The buyer can't buy from that person.
Why?
Because there's a
recommended.
One line or not. Now, recommended.
That's what I said.
Now, recommended, we don't fight.
You know the buyer.
Very good. I thought so. Let's spell it out, your timing. Your timing is, the next in line is seeing that the other person's buying, so therefore, that's partial, not authentic.
Well, you ask him, is he okay? Yeah, it's fine.
It's not, again.
It's good enough for him.
Do you know something? Let me just air something to you that I feel. Now, when it comes to kashers, it's very likely that a good moshel for kashers is what a person will do. Imagine a person, he's got kidney disease. Yeah? And he wants to take a bit of, he wants to take an ibuprofen. He's got continuous headaches. So you look online and you have 5 websites that say you can, 5 websites that say you can't. Would any Meshuggah just take the first website and say, yeah, this website says it can, and just down all these ibuprofens with his kidney condition? Certainly not. He would want to take an authentic, a person who's got achrayis, who's known. It's a similar idea. It's not something that, that's the flaw with kashrus. It needs to be someone who can take achrayis. If a person has a petek from the rov saying that he's a muksa of the kashrus, the choy, the buyer, they can buy. But if he's just the next in queue in the line, and the person in front of him is the person who he knows, and then he's assuming in his mind that person knows the halacha in Kufiyot Tes, he knows the halacha is that I'm muksa, so therefore, that's not authentic. That's not coming from that.
You know the rov.
You need to get around the ramor. Again, you have to realize you've got a ramor against you. The ramor says you can't buy chalom, you can't buy a fruit platter if you don't know who he is. It's not as if it's 3 mahalchim in the ramor. It's a rumor, it's just one line. Also, liknes memeru yai neshadvam sheyesh lachash leisa. It's not like the shach says. It's quite a basic. It's quite a basic halacha. So if you don't know them, then it seems to be a red flag. Oy, the seller has now got a bit of a problem to now sell to the lekeach and doesn't know it. Zorushlim zaman. If the buyer hasn't got the right to buy it, the seller could have an issue on lifnei ive to sell the the meat platter, whatever it is, to sell it to someone to a lekeach who doesn't know him, and the moicher could be 100% sure that he's right. You know, all my meat platters that only come from Kadasia and all the rest of it. It's not going to help because what gives the lekeach the right to rely on him? It's a funny concept. You should know. I've tried my best on this topic to cut out all harrogation, because if it was total harrogation, I got another shit to give on. I'm just saying, Voshtek Klein Aloche is that the Lekeach is at a standstill of buying from someone who he doesn't know him. That, I think, is a bit of a standstill. the etzah for that is for the moicha. I think it's a very clear etzah for the moicha to have a petek, to have a bit, little sign from his rov and someone who's known, respected in town, that I am makir, that he's a mochzer for kashas. That gets around all the problems. Again, if it's coming to her geishim, there's a lot of other things to take into account. I think it's taka the best thing, obviously, to have everything from a hechsha. But that my aim of this shay was to try and deal with what's going on. Number one is, I think there's a real issue of buying anything, be it a pizza, be it a fruit salad, be it anything which has got anything inside, that's mafurish ramal. It'll be very hard to get around this ramal. Also, that's if you're not makir him, that seems to be a big issue. We said, if you are makir him, we said, a big kula. Let's say you know your neighbor, you know that he does delicious challahs, and they sell delicious biscuits. Yeah, there's mamish no issue buying it. We mentioned the takonos ha'arba rotzis. The takonos ha'rotzis was not to buy anything, even if he's mukhsa b'kashas. That we said is bechlan not pasha that will bounce it. And he said zicher pashas nor chashulchan. Chaim Knievsky passed that zoy. Rabbi Zvi Leibach. There's many places can say that yes, we are maki that they made that takona, but it's not clear that it's binding to us. It's found its way in darchim tshuva there, but it's not so clear it's binding. Pashas nor chashulchan not mechayev that. I think the biggest issue for a seller and a buyer is going to be when the seller knows that the buyer doesn't know him. Firstly, the buyer can't buy from him, and the seller won't be able to sell. Zotrim Shlem Zalman Leibach, he's got a beautiful lotion. He says that if you know that the buyer doesn't know you, then you would have a shayla of Lifnei Ivrei of providing him this. You're 100% sure that all your fruit is okay, and 100% of your biscuits are taking challah, and you have no shaylas of anything, yeah, and you're cashing it. I feel like even if you're 100% sure, but you're still the Lifnei Ivrei of it because the buyer doesn't know that. That's a very interesting concept. Therefore, I think the practical etzah to get around the strict halacha is that if the seller can make sure to have some sort of edus over there, some sort of from a prominent rav, to explain that I know him and he's mosav kashas, that lachoy should deal with the ikka halacha. Following that, obviously, chachmei nebereshit, a person needs to know what can go wrong. Basic questions to know. Maybe he's using ingredients. Yes, he might have a petek, but maybe he's using kashas that you wouldn't dream of. So obviously that's already a different thing that I can give a whole shiur on in itself. My idea was to just boil down what stink of your test, deal with the takons arotzes, deal with the
moichah selling
from
a roof.
No, wait.
A petek from a roof will always be okay.
Yeah.
Which is authentic. Yeah. It can't be a type of roof that you can't pronounce his surname.
Come on,
thank you.